This is CliffCentral.com.
Yes, it's Wednesday and it is the football show, a show about football, the eternal frailty of the human psyche.
Yes.
Doping in football.
Yes.
Doping in tennis.
Yes.
Doping in athletics. Doping in cycling. Maria Sharapova.
Doping in the South African electoral system. The DA needs Meldonium.
Maria Sharapova and Meldonium. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome to the football show. How's it going, guys?
What's happening?
What's going on?
Five X tape.
Moet or Moe? Because the TL is on fire right now. Please tell us.
But isn't it moot? Isn't it like the German French?
You own the name, I'll own the bottles.
Hoy!
Yay! Hey, you keep the name out on the. If I wanna call it Moe, I'll call it Moe.
Is it Vuv or Vove?
It's Viv.
Viv.
Does it taste different if you pronounce it differently?
Yes.
You own the names. I'll own the bottles, Papa.
You know, in Nigeria we call it Klinko.
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 As we're popping a case. Klinko. It's sparklers even. Klinko.
Klinko.
Yes.
Oh man. Yeah. So let's get into these intros. Oh God. We are told that she has never ever failed a drugs test simply because she is the drug. Oh. And that the skin cells from her yellow skin have been found to be more potent than Meldonium, as well as having a deleterious effect on happily married men the world over.
This is factual. Mm.
All we know is that she is the godmother of all things yellow in absentia.
Yes.
The public protector of the color yellow. The real preamble to the yellow bone constitution.
Yeah.
Goddess Nandi Shabalala, who is not here today, and the woman
who holds the record for being cited in the most divorce applications.
That's true.
As the correspondent.
As the correspondent.
Yes.
Yeah.
But this is not only by aggrieved wives. This is also by aggrieved husbands.
Yes.
Because she takes care of both men and women.
That is factual.
Okay.
We are told.
Yes.
He has never, ever failed a drugs test simply because together with members of WADA's doping committee, he wrote the doping rule book. And that when Maria Sharapova's manager came to him seeking advice on how his client could get out of this predicament, it was he who suggested that ignorance of the email link containing the new banned substance was the first line of defense.
Yes.
All we know is that he is the in-house oracle of all things football.
In the house oracle.
The man whose twang is so strong.
Very strong.
Ben Carson felt obliged to bow out of the Republican presidential nomination race because he had seen enough evidence of the fact that black people were free.
Freedom!
The incorruptible Nigerian.
Yes, sir. Yes.
The exemplary immigrant.
I know how to say Ndololwane.
A model of virtue.
Yes. A virgin in his 30s. A virgin in his 30s.
The 30-something-year-old
virgin.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes.
The Nigerian god.
Yes.
Durag Jesus.
The man.
Can I just say, South Africa, that the god, the wealth god, Theo Mojo. Let me borrow one of his cardigans today. And I feel like a million bucks.
He's been working out. He's got a personal trainer. He's out here doing, it's incredible. Like the guys slimmed down.
I swam 20 meters unassisted yesterday, man.
What next? The Olympics in Rio, bro. Nigeria's first
Olympic swimmer. It's possible.
Yeah. I think you're gonna do it, bro. It's made for
when God says yes,
no one can say no.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Preach,
brother. Preach.
We are told that he has never ever failed a drugs test because he has spent the better part of his adult life going to cocktail parties with the one percenters who own the pharmaceutical companies that make those drugs.
Shout out to Pfizer.
All we know is that he is the godfather of black privilege.
Yes, sir.
The man whose personal collection of friends have a net worth twice the size of the GDP of a modest Scandinavian nation.
Mm. Yes.
The god, the wealth god, the paragon of black excellence. The man with the thousand strong cardigan collection harvested from the pubic hair of virgins. The god, Theo Mojo.
Theo, what's happening?
What's happening?
That is... Thank you very much. You're the one percenters. You know, they're the ones that told me to long Anglo in December at 16 cents.
Oh,
Today, 23 rand.
Oh. Money in the building.
Money in the building.
It's just prudent investing, guys.
Prudent investing.
Just go about doing.
Or insider trading.
Did you long it or you schlonged it?
He schlonged it. And
I guess when you long it after you're in the money, you schlong.
You schlong it. You just schlonged it.
You schlong everything.
We are told that he has never, ever failed a drugs test because every time he is required to produce a urine sample when visiting clients for inspections in loco, he always enlists the help of his friends who are the only non-drug-taking strippers in Johannesburg. And that to show his gratitude as well as appreciation for their help, he always gives them hugs, chocolate, and college bursaries.
Oh, yeah.
All we know is that he is the philanthropic Philistine, the god. The Zimbabwean God.
Yes.
The All Cardinal Points God.
Basonga.
The Stripper Whisperer.
Yes, yes.
The man who slides his credit card between the butt cheeks of strippers right before paying their university tuition.
That's the only way to do it.
The originator of Fees Must Fall in Lollipop Lounge.
Yes.
The God, Comrade Question!
The man himself.
Oh, yes. Oh. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
He might just have
ejaculated on the board.
Too late. We are told that he has never, ever, ever failed a drugs test simply because...
Because he never shows up for them.
Oh.
I love you, man.
Because he never shows up for them.
That's brilliant.
We were going to say because his fade was so pristine, so magnificent, so exquisite, so fleeky, or fleecy, that the trace of banned substances in his blood were always written off as God in action. And that since Maria Sharapova tested positive for Meldonium, he has had to scale back on using T444Z on his hair in case people might think that his eloquent flows and amazing bars are as a result of performance-enhancing drugs.
Yeah.
All we know is that he is the in-house cool kid in absentia, the man with the most immaculate fade of all time. Of all time.
Yes.
Fade Matthews, a.k.a. Antonio Bandana.
Mr.
It goes down in the DMs. The God, João Matthews.
It used to go down in the DMs. He's a happily involved and committed black man.
Okay. It used to go down
in the DMs.
A message from Sonia. She says, whoop. It's the football show.
Haven't you watched Mean Girls?
Missed listening live. We miss you too, Sonia. Where you been, girl?
You have to go whoop.
I thought it was whoop.
No, chief.
So, all right.
No, is that how they pronounce it? Harare.
Harare.
Why Ruben Barwe. In front of
it. Because Ruben Barwe.
It's not in Saudi Arabia.
Because Ruben Barwe taught me how to pronounce it like that. ZBC. Harare.
No. Ruben Barwe. Say it's Ruben Barwe.
Ruben Barwe. Signing on. Zimbabwe.
JJ Okocha.
Okocha. Anyway. Ground rules brought to you by Durag Jesus.
Yes. Doping. Legalize it.
Legalize the doping.
You know, this is why the football show is so...
Ahead of its time.
Man.
Ahead of the curve.
We've been talking about legalization of doping for a year now.
Yeah.
But obviously, okay, the problem now is because this mediocre beneficiary of unearned privilege has been caught doping.
This Taylor Swift of tennis.
Yeah, this Taylor Swift of tennis
yes.
Who we don't like, has been caught doping. So it sort of like makes us upset to continue arguing for legalization of doping, but...
Yeah, because now we want to argue against it.
Yeah. You know what? Don't legalize it until she's been punished.
I hope she gets 4 years.
Don't legalize
doping. I hope she gets 14 years, bastard. She's made enough.
She must go tennis at Sandton Sports Club.
Yeah,
bro.
She's made enough from her sponsorships to last another
Megan
14.
Megan says, best intros so far, guys. Inferno, like, blow, 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 blow.
Thanks, Megan.
Thank you, Megan.
Megan owes the football show a cake.
Cake?
Yeah. No, baked cake.
Oh, so sorry. So sorry.
Shout out to Megan.
Right, fans can tweet us using the hashtag TheFootballShow or tweet us at FootballShowCC or you can call us on 0861-555-189.
Call us.
Call me.
We'd like to send a shout out to one of our most loyal fans, yeah. Sugizi.
Sugizi. Sugizi. Yeah. Is that it?
The baby just arrived.
Oh, whoa, whoa.
Did he have a child?
No, she.
Okay.
Clearly not that loyal of a listener.
Yeah. Okay. Congratulations,
man.
From all of us
at the football show.
Jeez.
Alternatively, you can also like our Facebook page where a lot of stuff happens there.
Like our Facebook page. You.
Like or lick it.
Lick it.
Lick our Facebook page, actually. emphasis on football with a PH, the football show. And you can also follow us on Periscope. Right, kick off. Let us start this show.
A Periscope never works.
We're never online because no one can see your face.
Yeah, I'll get a mask.
Or you put a plastic bag or something.
Yes.
Are you a double bagger?
No, because studies have shown that double bagging actually leads to holes in your prophylactics.
Really?
Yeah, oh, really. Yeah. Okay.
For me, it's either use single layer or Nyoro Vita straight.
Ah.
Leather, pinza Nyoro. Pinza Nyoro.
Pinda in Yoro.
We do have Zimbabwean people that listen to this.
Leather,
you guys know that.
Leather, oh my God. Leather,
jeez,
leather.
Jeez.
Shout out to Zimbabwe.
Anyway, Watford 0, Leicester City 1. Riyad Mahrez's goal gives Leicester an unassailable-ish lead at the top of the table.
Doping!
This is what...
Doping!
These guys are winning the league.
They're winning the league.
The way they're doping right now, Riyad Mahrez could be shot in the head at point-blank range and he would walk off a fucking 22 to the head, bruh.
I think Robert Huth, he's like a...
Huth, wasn't he at Chelsea?
Yeah, he was at Chelsea. You know, he was at Chelsea as a youngster. Yeah, he was at Ranieri at Chelsea.
I think Mourinho bought him.
No, he was before that time. He was just as Ranieri's last season.
Okay.
And he was at the youth level. Played for Germany, actually, at the 2006 World Cup, I think. And the guy's come back. He's going to be a premiership.
He was at Stoke
champion.
Just last season.
Stoke
considered him like surplus to requirements. And now...
Wave
Bandana!
Oh
my God! With the leather jacket! Oh shit! Oh shit! Oh shit! That leather jacket looks like it was gotten from like five virgins in Haiti. Oh my God! The leather jacket has a fade.
The leather jacket has a fade. Oh my God! Wave Matthews in the building.
I'm a bit under the weather, man.
Oh man!
What happened, man?
Too much swag, bro.
Oh my God!
We definitely weren't expecting that.
So, expecting flu or gastro.
So on your intro, we're talking about that you have never failed a drug test simply because your fate is so pristine. Durag Jesus said it's because you've never showed up for a drug test.
Both are factual. Maria Sharapova got caught, man.
Yeah, man.
You know, Nigerians are just the funniest people on earth, man. Did you see the headline? Shut up!
It's over. Shut up, it's over. Shut up.
So what are we saying about Leicester City?
Leicester City are winning the league. This is it.
Two years ago, right? Watford were playing Leicester in the championship playoff. I don't know if you remember the game. Troy Deeney scored in the last 30 seconds of the game. It was like some massive...
Yeah.
Harry Kane was on the bench. And Jamie Vardy, 2 years ago, were on the bench for Leicester City.
Wow.
Today, Harry Kane's the top English striker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jamie Vardy is the top goal scorer in the Premiership.
Yeah.
24 months later,
The R&D department at Leicester for doping.
They're
working space age.
It's those Sangomas, those Thai Sangomas.
Those Dalai Lamas, yeah.
They're using Meldonium 2.
Meldonium 2.0.
I'm a believer now, man. It's 8 points now?
Yeah. Eight points for Arsenal.
Well, that's... Arsenal has thrown away 8 months. 8 points in a month.
Yeah.
2002-2003.
Yeah.
United did that recently.
It was 12
also.
Points actually. 2002-2004. It was 12 points.
No, 2002.
Yes. It was 12 points. It was 12 points.
8 in a month.
February.
It was 12, but 8 in a month.
But it was 12 in February.
I think Leicester's last three games are really difficult though.
Look, let's look at the remaining fixtures. They've got Crystal Palace away.
win.
And Palace haven't won a game, since mid-January.
Guys, I watched that Liverpool match with Crystal Palace.
They got robbed.
Adebayo is playing well.
Shea's back.
Someone was like, Adebayo was cutting mangoes with a cutlass a month ago in Togo. Today he's scoring goals in the Premier League.
But guys, to be fair to him, he never fell off though.
No, but and remember he was posting those videos about him doing training and he was... The guy's fully fit.
Adebayo is just a victim of racism in football. Yeah,
he's still better than Giroud.
Way better than Giroud. He's still better than Giroud.
Hate that guy.
Hey, Giroud got a baby, man. At least he scored.
He's a baby.
He finally converted a chance, man.
No, but he scored two last night.
No, but how many rounds did it take for him, you know, knowing his conversion rates?
Do you know, funny enough, though, do you know what I think happened?
Yeah.
This is makeup sex. Because this is 9 months ago when he had that
when
scandal.
He got caught.
Oh, yes. Makeup sex.
Yes. This with the champagne.
Yes.
I saw the funniest tweet. Someone's like, Giroud will fall in a barrel full of tits and come out with a dick in his mouth.
Wow.
That is an Arsenal fan.
Arsenal fans are
they are
so brutal.
Deprecating.
Brutal. It's unbelievable.
No, but you're all the same, you guys.
Yeah, we're all the same.
Yeah.
You know, anyway.
Long-suffering.
Let's move on to Leicester's fixtures. So, Leicester versus Southampton.
That's a tough game.
They're at home.
Tough game. Tough
Sunderland
game.
Away to Sunderland.
Guaranteed gonna, points.
They'll definitely three
at home to West Ham.
Woohoo! That's a loss. That's the one loss.
West Ham.
I told you guys about West Ham.
Did you see them this weekend against Everton?
Yeah.
2-0 up. Man. They come back. Dimitri Payet has to be PFA Player of the Year.
Guys,
Did Mahrez die?
And Payet have to be.
No, man.
They have to
Mahrez,
be.
Mahrez is way up.
Mahrez is way up. Vardy has got
indiscretions.
He's got some indiscretions.
But Mahrez just had a better season.
Better.
And I guess, Payet was out for a month and a half.
Thank you to Tepo for just following us on Periscope. We will post a video one day.
One day.
Oh, it's Tepo. Is it Tepo?
Is it Tepo or Chepu?
It's Chepo.
Is it the Tepo?
I just don't trust Man United to get anything, though.
Fuck, don't even.
We'll get to that. And then
they've got Everton.
Actually, guys.
They've got Everton at home and Chelsea away on the final day.
Chelsea are back.
Chelsea could be playing for nothing, right?
But they could be playing for nothing.
They could be playing for a place in one of the Champions League places. Yeah.
If they continue.
Do you think they'll get a top four place?
If they continue,
I think they'll be in Europe. I think Chelsea might.
Europa League.
Liverpool and Chelsea might finish above United.
Actually, could.
But United is Manchester United Leicester. We probably will win that game.
I doubt.
Because
I don't
our
think
record in big games, apart from the Arsenal defeat, is.
Yeah, it's
pretty
true.
Excellent.
But this season,
Even Chelsea, the Chelsea game,
they scored in the last minute of the game. I mean, we were 1-0 leading till the 90th minute. Yeah. So who knows?
Let's hope.
Okay, so.
But Van Gaal is a coward.
Why?
Someone needs to shit on his face. Theo.
Sonia says, guys, seriously, is Jamie Vardy the real deal or is it just doping?
Racist Prosper.
It's racist prospering, Sonia.
It's a combination of racism and doping.
And
he's fueled by racist rage.
Yes.
Like he pictures an Asian like face on the ball every time he kicks it. That's how we generate so much power. Chat shit get banged, mate.
Was Jamie Vardy one of the guys in the hotel room?
No, he was the one in the casino calling someone a Jap.
Oh man.
My guy.
Leicester City was just so that's the Nigel Pearson team, right?
Yeah. Yes.
So that's them again now winning the Premiership.
Yeah.
It's essentially built on his side.
Wow, because guys, life is not
Ranieri
fair.
Ranieri just made it better.
He just added flair.
I actually didn't think they would do this well without Esteban Cambiaso, but
Arsene Wenger, with all his latent racism, is still losing.
Gökhan Inler came from Napoli, right?
And he hasn't been benched. Danny Drinkwater and Kante.
Kante got a call up to the French provisional French squad.
Finally,
N'Golo Kante's cells.
He's brilliant. That guy is.
They bond with the doping properly.
Properly.
Wow. All right, let's move on to Spurs 2, Arsenal 2. Spurs are now 5 points behind Leicester, while Arsenal are 8 points, languishing in third. And City have a game in hand on Arsenal, and they are 2 points behind.
The game's against Newcastle, it's a guaranteed 3 points.
So even the most ardent Arsenal fan like Joao and myself, there's no hope for the Gunners. Is it too early to call the race in favour of Leicester City, bearing in mind the fixtures ahead that we've just discussed as
I
well?
I think City will win the league.
No,
what?
No ways.
City,
come on.
City
that's
or
too
Leicester.
Far left.
If City strings a run together, they will win.
They have the players.
No, but you know who they played Aston Villa this weekend.
Yeah.
And
they demolished
they're playing Norwich, I think, next weekend. Mm. So they've got they've had two easy games.
But if they win the game in hand, they're what?
They're above Arsenal.
Right? And De Bruyne is coming back. De Bruyne is back in training. Mm. So
6 points with 9 games to go. Arsenal are out, man.
I don't know. The performance against Spurs. Nah. I mean, then again, it's
something,
Spurs.
Something happened.
But then again, it's Spurs.
Yeah.
It's a derby match.
Spurs just bottled, man. They should have.
They should have won that.
They should have put us as a sword.
But guys, even that Sanchez finish. Goal, like, I mean, Lloris, did it?
No,
was
but
it, was
Harry
it the
Kane's
rain?
Finish.
Jesus guys, Christ.
What right does that
Jesus
Christ.
Whoa.
The audacity!
Can I tell you how swaggy?
The audacity!
Swaggerless this bastard is. His face mask is clear. Yeah. His age mates and swag mates use black face masks.
His face mask. Like, so he's a white like, man. He wants his skin to be seen. Come on.
But you have
swag. Come on,
you have to
please.
Give it to the kid.
Come
man.
On.
You have to give it to him. That finish.
No, that was a great goal.
Please,
man.
Come
but
on.
How well did Ospina play, though?
Yeah.
Ospina
how
was
that
amazing.
Save
he's
that
a
nearly,
midget,
that 10 centimeters off the line. It would have been a goal.
Yeah.
Ospina and Per Mertesacker did really well.
They did
even
really
Bellerin. Bellerin had
a nah, Bellerin was terrible.
He had two assists. He had two
that's
assists.
It.
But
like,
defensively was off.
He was
for both the goals, he was there.
I saw, this is why I don't trust like Squawker stats
yeah,
and stuff.
Squawker
like,
stats.
He got like an 8.7 because of
really?
Because
of the assist.
Yeah, maybe because of his attacking influence.
Yeah,
but he was horrible, man.
Yeah. And Sanchez is just the revival of Sanchez.
Harry Kane's goal is because of Bellerin. Bellerin is out of position.
Well, that's why he got caught in the corner.
Mertesacker has to go there and he's like up against Dele Alli and Harry Kane behind him. The ball is just flicked.
But also that was they should have just cleared the ball. Clear your lines, right?
But Dele Alli was in front.
But guys, he put it. That was like a Thierry Henry-esque finish.
Yeah,
he put
it
in the one place Ospina couldn't get.
But do you also think I thought the Arsenal defense didn't think he was gonna do that. They didn't think he was gonna
no one
how dare he.
The audacity.
It's Harry Kane.
It's like oh, okay, he's just gonna lump it in for a cross.
Yeah, or something. And then he goes for goal. But then I mean Arsenal came back down to 10 men. Francis Coquelin, stupid second yellow. Even the first one was a stupid yellow card to get.
But they showed Arsenal showed fight, they showed fight. They showed some sort of resolve, right?
It's Spurs.
I think they were up for it. Even Ramsey's a little impudent flick.
impudent flick.
They played okay.
Aaron Ramsey is such a frustrating player for me. I cannot deal with him right now. You know when he was good? When he was good was when he was doing the simple things.
He's still the best midfielder in the team.
Elneny. Elneny is better than Ramsey.
Would you rather start Elneny than Ramsey?
Elneny is better than Ramsey right now. No, I'm telling you.
What?
I've been watching Elneny. Watch Elneny. Elneny is much better than Ramsey. Trust me.
Can we move on?
No, I'm not chilling about that. Elneny right now.
I know you've been through a lot of trouble.
No.
What has Ramsey done to you, bro?
Chill.
Guys,
this is the thing about Ramsey. Okay, he's not playing great. But the rest of his... Like, he supports everyone on the pitch.
No, that's true.
All the time. Yeah. He's the only one with an engine to do that.
Not just that, the only one who takes responsibility.
Yes. Yeah.
He's never afraid of the game, that's why he keeps missing chances and stuff.
Yeah. The rest of the players don't do it.
No, but it's not about the chances. I think a lot of frustration from Arsenal fans comes from the fact that when he was in his pomp... Yeah. He's always... And when he came on last night, the first thing he did was to lose the ball twice. And then he twanged his hamstring or whatever he twanged yesterday. Yeah. But I mean, if he can go back to doing the simple things well,
he's a quality player, we can't doubt it.
No, this is the problem. I think because when Ramsey was playing really well, he had a controller next to him.
Yeah.
It was Arteta. Wenger sold him short by not signing that type of guy. Because Ramsey is attacking. He needs to support people in the final third.
Yeah.
And with Coquelin doesn't have the passing to do that. Mm. That's why he played well with Elneny. Mm. Elneny distributed the ball more.
Mm. Ramsey's basically Gerrard.
The late runs into the box.
Yeah. But the problem now, when he plays with Flamini, who is basically a headless chicken, how is he a footballer?
He's a billionaire now. How is he a footballer?
Yeah. Like, if he plays...
Yeah, he's
if
got
he
a
plays
billion,
with,
billion
if he plays
dollar
with Flamini, he has to do everything. He basically has to start the moves.
Yeah.
And then he has to play in the middle.
He has
and then
to come
go
back
support
and defend.
Ozil as well.
But who do we blame then? Is this Wenger's fault? Wenger should go out. I mean, you saw the banners last night.
Yeah.
This is the problem. Wenger keeps coming close, but because he doesn't like sign players and whatnot, It'll always come back to simple things like recruitment.
I was watching that Fletch and Sav show that they have, and Piers Morgan was on there. As much as he's a fucking idiot, they made They made some really good. But they were saying, look, Wenger's been in here, and maybe it's time for new ideas. It's time for someone else to come in get a hold of the club and take it to where it can be, because you cannot keep having the same mistakes happen season after season.
Flamini is still playing for Arsenal.
It doesn't make sense.
But they're running down his contract. He's not getting a new contract.
But how is Flamini still playing?
What would you like?
Arsenal are challenging for the league, and Flamini is getting games.
Do you have Wenger out?
That's a big problem, dude.
In the corporate? Have him out of the club totally?
Get him out of the club.
That little fight between Henri and Wenger, that is...
Even here, yeah. He was saying...
Henri's
like,
the fans are pissed off. And Wenger's like, he can't gauge the reaction.
Yeah, because he's up in the stands.
Because he has the best seats in the stadium.
But Wenger washed him, though.
Wenger washed him. No, but Wenger's always had fun.
But why do that to a guy who's a legend at the club?
No, but Thierry as a pundit is annoying.
He's a legend at the club. The fans, they eat everything up from fucking...
Thierry just needs to shut up.
You know,
Is he not telling the truth, though?
But you can't knock
is
guys
not,
that you know.
Is he not telling the
Thierry,
truth?
My problem with Thierry is he can't knock guys that he comes into the dressing room like that with. Thierry is in the dressing room at Arsenal after games.
So what? He should bail his criticism.
You can't knock guys like Giroud like that. Like, you're not gonna win the title with Olivier Giroud.
But he's being honest, though. That's what he wants.
But I've been saying this for 2 years, though. Those
but
are
you
facts.
Can't publicly
you
dress
want, you
down
want
a player.
But he's a pundit.
He gets paid $4 million a year for
exactly.
it, I guess. Yeah.
He's
so,
a pundit.
I don't know.
He's actually the most paid pundit.
Yeah.
In
yeah.
In
anyway, play. Swansea City 1, Norwich City 0. Do we care?
No.
Newcastle United 1, Bournemouth 3.
What's up with Newcastle?
Is it curtains for Steve McLaren?
This is it. They said yesterday the guy pitched up for training for 20 minutes and left. So, supposedly, this is the end.
No, but
it's spelling
would be
the end.
To fire him now. I mean,
it's too late.
And you know, the weird thing, right? Steve McLaren's a board member at Newcastle. So you
really?
Fire him. Yeah, he's a board member. Mike Ashley made him a board member at Newcastle. So the problem is, right, do you fire him? Do you also relieve him of his duties on the board? But he also has a vested interest in making sure that he stays there, because now you can't have this a manager. First of all, why have a manager as your board member?
No, but
it doesn't make
is,
sense.
Even when they vote to remove him, he's not allowed to be in the room, so
fair
he
enough.
Doesn't really have a vote.
So, yeah. I mean, what happens now? Newcastle bring in who?
Nah, they have to see it through.
They
man.
Have to see it through. It's the reason, the thing with Newcastle is just stupid recruitment. They keep spending money on attackers.
They've got the
over
guap,
and over and support? Over again. Just how can you still have Colochini in your defense?
And they're saying Colochini is back in training.
Did you
see
in
2016
Gutierrez last season? They let him go over text message. So Ryan Taylor was supposed to be at his house. So we're chilling, and he got a call. He's like, "Oh yeah, by the way, we've cancelled your contract." And he's like, "Who else?" He's like, "And Gutierrez." So
Newcastle
he got an SMS basically,
like Spurs before Daniel Levy.
Oh, true. I don't know. Mm.
So Alan Sugar was the guy who was running it.
Alan
Sugar,
yeah, and they were trash.
Okay. Spurs were nearly in.
They were trash.
Yeah,
they were like.
Have you
Spurs
seen,
were
have you seen Alan Sugar's yeah. tweets? Yeah. Have you seen his tweets,
Lord Sugar?
Yeah,
boss.
Anyway, let's move on to Chelsea 1, Stoke City 1. Strangely enough, this is the first time that Stoke City have earned a point at Chelsea in the Premier League era.
What?
Yeah,
but also. The kid up front, Traore, who started against
Burton Traore, that number 14 guy.
What? He He's hit good. A thunderbust.
I was waiting for that.
18 years old. I think he's from Senegal. I'm not too sure.
Burkina Faso.
He's a Burkinabi.
And they're saying him and what's that? Kennedy.
Yeah.
The two young.
He's an upright young man.
They're going to be the next stars for if they last. We know how it worked out for Lukaku.
You see, this is the problem with United's youth policy. We're not shopping at the.
At the right place.
We're upper
not
echelons.
Shopping at Woolies
yeah.
for youth talent.
Nah,
yeah? Not even Checkers, this guy. We're shopping at Metro. Huh?
Boxer.
You know, at Boxer. We should be shopping at Woolies for no. like upper end talent.
But,
you know?
Look, with United, they've brought in a new... I mean, they're revamping the academy. They brought
but that Fosu Mensah kid, though.
Fosu Mensah.
Fosu Mensah.
He was Fergie's last signing, huh? He was Fergie's last signing from Ajax.
Fosu Mensah
is before he retired.
Are you sure that wasn't Yanisai? I'm pretty sure Yanisai was Fergie's last.
No, but
Yanisai was already playing, man.
Zaha.
No, Zaha came in the Moyes era, and Fosu Mensah was bought from Ajax.
No.
No, Zaha was bought by Fergie in
January.
Yeah.
Then he stayed on loan at Crystal Palace till.
And then Fosu Mensah came in after that. You're saying Bayern Munich was sniffing around, so they had to get him before. I mean, the kid looks quality.
He's good.
Plays. He's versatile, but
he's good.
How does Vang Dick bag?
Man, that's accurate.
Why does he bring him on?
Dick
right?
Pack.
Why does he bring him on with 8 minutes to go? We're losing 1-0 at the Hawthorns. And he even leaves Varela on the bench. What does that say to Varela? 18 years old. He's had a sterling four games.
22. Is it Varela's 22?
Hmm. Oh, sorry. Fosu Mensah must be 18 then. But what does he mean? What does it mean to Varela?
You know, that's why confidence? I said LVG is a fucking coward.
Why?
Like, dude, your best performances of the season have been provided by Varela right back.
Oh, my God. Mm. Thank you.
He brings back Damian. I mean, I love Damian, but Varela has been better.
Yeah.
And it was a big fuck you to Damian, how shit he played at West Brom, to take him off with 8 minutes to go. And why not start with Varela from the beginning?
From the beginning.
And then also put Damian on. You can put him on the left.
But the biggest fuck up was starting Carrick.
Oh, Jesus.
That was the biggest
Carrick
fuck
is finished,
up.
He's washed, eh?
He's finished.
This guy gives me a headache. Oh my God.
Fucked up. Carrick is basically like a case study on construction sites in South Africa.
Do you know
what do you mean?
Like,
explain that.
He's a case study on construction sites in South Africa. You know how you get the Afrikaner guy standing?
Yeah.
White shirt is pristine. Yeah. Everyone is just barking out instructions. And just, you! Hey!
And they go,
Chepu!
Big ass
you
calves.
Monkey!
Have you seen the calves of those Afrikaner guys?
Zippo.
So that's what?
It's a Chepu.
A Chepu.
Chepu!
Michael Carrick has the knees of tin, bro. And he says he wants to go play elsewhere in Europe. I was like, where are you going to go, bro? To the championship, maybe.
Where are you going to
You probably go to China.
Probably, okay.
Oh, he could play if he goes to a team with an athletic supporting duo in midfield.
Yeah.
He could sit at the back and dictate. I mean, he still has something.
All right. Man City, Man City 4, Aston Villa 0. Aguero double plus Torre and Sterling.
City. Why did he bench Memphis?
That's another thing.
I don't know.
Why did he bench Memphis?
He even had special boots made for Mother's Day.
I mean, Memphis. Why?
He benched him.
Why?
I mean, talking about kicking a man when he's down.
But he's been playing well. He's been behind the recent resurgence. Front three, Memphis, Rashford, Martial.
It worked. But also, let's talk about Mata's red card. Mata, the first red card is important.
Fuck that blogger.
Mata.
He's not even a footballer to me now. Fuck that blogger. He's a blogger. A piece of shit.
Is he a because of his blog?
Fuck his blog, man, and his life.
Yeah. Are Villa
gone? Didn't
he
get the cards like within 2 minutes?
Who?
Yeah. Like 2 minutes of each other.
Yeah, Villa down.
Villa down, right? They're gone. They are this is an establishment of the premiership.
Well,
but Remy Gard was very upbeat.
When Micah Richards is your senior centre back
and he's your captain, and he's not the captain.
Lescott. I mean,
and you're playing Virtus.
Where's the control? Where's the tactical
intelligence?
Where's
the cerebral?
I think when you bench Jack Grealish, that's where it all went wrong.
No.
The young Grealish.
Come on.
No.
The new George
please.
Best.
No, please. You sound like the Ebola of media.
You sound like the Ebola of media.
George
right
Worst.
No.
So Villa down, they're gone.
Villa gone, I think. Everton.
Guys.
Everton 2, West Ham 3.
Roberto Martinez is a joke.
He must go.
I mean, you're leading 2-0.
The thing with Roberto Martinez, yes, he'll get his teams playing attractive football, but dude, teach
it's
them.
Only guys, for so long, right?
Guys, we need to discuss how underrated Lukaku is, though.
No, I saw that game. Even the goals that he scored.
And guys, he scored like what? More
17
than 15,
goals.
Yeah, 17 goals
in the league alone.
In the past three seasons.
Three or four seasons.
And he's still only 22.
Dude.
21
or 22. I don't know.
22.
Oh my
god. In
the
past three or four seasons,
is it time, right?
He has scored 16 or more goals.
Is it time for him to move to a big club?
Yeah, I think it's time.
If Martinez is still at Everton, he's not going to. Okay, he'll improve attacking wise.
What's the guy they put? Giasse I think it's his Ivory Coast international.
Fuck Everton.
Giasse. Another guy they bought in January. Another African striker who they're going to pay tuppence.
Yeah. But the problem with Lukaku
they'll pay him in papers.
They bought Lukaku for what? Like 28 million?
Yeah, they bought him for 28.
Moving him will be difficult.
It'll be very difficult.
40 million.
I think at 22.
For a 22-year-old Lukaku.
No, I mean,
decent,
like,
bro.
For whoever wants to buy him,
I'll take
it'll
him.
Be pretty
I'll take him
hey?
At 22 with this.
I'd have him. I'd have him.
And he's big, fast. He's everything.
At least 40 mil. Maybe all right. His first touch
we need to move quickly now. Run out of the time.
Guys, can we talk about how Cristiano is the reincarnation of Jesus?
Why is Cristiano the reincarnation of Jesus?
40 plus goals.
He scored his 40th yesterday.
40 plus goals in 6 consecutive
seasons.
240 goals. Guys, this is football manager numbers.
And people are still talking about him being washed.
This is football manager numbers.
They were booing him in the first half.
No, but guys, do you know what? I have a qualm with that because I've been watching these games and I've been looking at his body language, even the way he's playing now. He's not the same direct, like, you know, like a whirlwind, like a hurricane. He's not the same player.
He's not the center of everything anymore.
But also, he's still effective. Also, he's changing his game now because he's getting older.
Look at this. And look at more of a center forward.
So what he's doing is, like you said, he's saving his energy now.
Yeah.
And his movement is also, he's using most of his movement on attacking movements.
Yeah, in the box. Like,
But I think that's a good strategy, man.
I guess so.
Look at the assist numbers, man. Look at the assists. I mean.
And also another thing, a reason he's not as involved is, the way the team is built now, it's a team full of guys who can pass.
Yeah.
He doesn't need to really...
to run into space.
Yeah. He doesn't need to... There's Toni Kroos, there's...
But Kroos has had he's had an average season.
No, but I've been watching.
He's had an average season.
What? Phenomenal.
Toni Kroos. Toni Kroos has had an average season. Yeah, he hasn't had a great season. He has not been the Toni Kroos that...
He's had a good season.
He hasn't. Toni Kroos has been wild average. Guys.
Anyway, so now we just need to like run through these results. 7-1 to Real Madrid over Celta Vigo. Cristiano scored 4 there. Valencia 1, Atletico 3. Gary Neville's woes continue. Ibar 0.
I don't know if we can say his woes continue when he's just won 4 successive games.
Yeah, he did. And also, this is an Atletico Madrid side that beat Real Madrid. Yeah. So, I mean, Fernando Torres, I think he's going to get an extra season.
Madrid.
Yeah. I think we can allow that.
All right, Barca 4, Ibar 0. Doping.
Can we just look at these results, right? How many games... they're more than 3 goals. Because Real Madrid 7-1, Valencia 3-1, Eibar 0, Barcelona 4. This is just the top swag, 3 teams in La Liga.
Look at La Liga is basically a richer...
compared to the Premiership games.
It's just a richer, more technically gifted version of the PSL. No, seriously, you know why? In the PSL, there are 3 teams: Pirates, Sundowns, and Chiefs. That's it. Everything else doesn't matter. Everyone who may support their hometown team has a second team from one of the big 3.
Yeah.
So you may support Platinum Stars, but your second
team is Chiefs.
But you're
supporting the
Chiefs.
Top 3. Yeah.
Or you support Limpopo Tigers, but your second team is Pirates.
Totally Duva.
That's exactly the same thing with Spanish football.
Yeah.
And it's ridiculous.
Thank you for those pearls, Durag Jesus.
Yes, you know. Bring pearls to swine.
Barca 72 points, Atletico 64, Real 60. It's a wrap.
It's been over for
12
a while.
Points. Guys, 8 points, it's over.
How are we going to tell our children that crime doesn't pay?
How? Wow, what
Barcelona.
Look at Barca.
Have got the most integrated tax evading system of all time.
A one-stop shop. It's a one-stop shop for doping.
I'm pretty sure there's like workshops at Barca. So we start off with the doping and we dope first. We take you to a tax evasion.
What's wrong with that? If they're just better at doping.
No. There's nothing wrong with doping. There's nothing wrong with doping.
Better
but
at
just
doping.
Admit
but
it.
The tax evasion just and them pretending to be a morally upright.
I think that's just good PR.
Didn't Mascherano get a suspended sentence for his tax evasion?
Yes.
Right? And Neymar's been.
Yes.
Neymar's still in trouble.
He had some of his assets frozen, right?
His jet back in Brazil, it's gone.
Jesus.
It's 35
Guys,
million.
Guys, imagine Neymar at United. I would be wet every single game.
Neymar on the left, Griezmann on the right.
All right, Bundesliga.
Neymar's coming off the bench.
Borussia Dortmund 0. You guys need to stop. Borussia Dortmund 0. FC Bayern 0.
It's
Gabby with 5 points. I didn't watch the game. Did you watch?
Yes. No, I didn't.
I don't know if you saw the clip of Pep Guardiola grabbing Kimmich by the face and shitting on him. Literally,
I thought he had a great
globules
spit.
Of spit were going all in his eyes.
Globules. Wealth God.
Wealth God.
Wealth God. Wealth God.
But Kimmich had an amazing game.
Globules of spit.
Globules. When last did you say globules? Do you say morsels of food as well?
Do you say morsels of food?
Morsels.
I've never seen globules in my life.
Okay, now we know.
It's globules. Globules.
By the way, Pep Guardiola was there. He was
livid.
Trying to show his love.
Yeah.
He's saying this kid has played the most amazing game ever. I want to show him that he can be.
Yeah, no,
he
apparently
wants to
he
be.
Was brilliant.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
This is the new new dawn.
Who's the one that Pepe he wants to sign from PSG? Bazuta, whatever.
Bazua.
Richelieu Bazua. Yeah. I signed him in Football Manager 2015.
Is that not Batua from Marseille?
No, not Batua.
No.
Bazua. He's a new.
Bazua, okay.
He's 19 years old or
Dutch
something.
Name like
he wants to sign him for City.
Yeah, for City.
From PSG.
From PSG.
Physical specimen.
PSV.
I'm glad.
He's still in the Netherlands.
Ajax.
Yeah, he's still in the Netherlands.
Ajax. Sorry. He's a Dutch wonder kid who gave me very good stats.
This is from a report from your scouts.
My scouts, they scouted him for a month.
Yeah.
You know, he's good in the air.
Yeah.
Technically gifted. You know, is prone to concentration lapses, but has leadership
word for
quality.
Word from Football Manager.
All right. Let us go.
He doesn't like being dropped.
The Champions League. Yesterday, Real Madrid, obviously, 2-0, CR7 and Rodriguez on target. it was Totti's last game, and he came out and said his only regret is that he didn't play for Real Madrid. Yeah.
What is wrong with that narcissistic bastard? What is wrong with Totti?
No, guys. How is that guy still alive?
Totti, you know what? Fuck Totti.
He is 40 this year.
Fuck that childish bastard. Do you know that as part of his contract, he got a guaranteed position as a board member once he retires?
But well, he's a legend. This guy, him and the Pope are the two biggest things in Rome.
Him and the Pope.
There's nothing bigger than the Pope. And the Colosseum.
No,
also,
he's probably bigger than the Pope.
The Pope and him. You might hear he was blessed by the Pope some years ago.
He should have blessed the Pope. He should have blessed the Pope. No, but the thing is, Totti is being a problem just when Roma is stringing. Seven consecutive wins. They're back in the Champions League hunt.
Mm-hmm.
They're playing great football. But now Totti wants to throw his toys out the court because at 39 years old, he's not guaranteed games.
Yeah. No, what is Spalletti and him had a fallout, right? There's a training fallout or whatever.
No, but I mean,
Spalletti must also learn some fucking diplomacy.
You don't do this, dude. Yeah, you don't do because this. The Curva Sud will burn.
You know what happened?
They will burn everyone
at a post,
the man doesn't come,
at a post-match interview. They show Spalletti clips of Totti playing pranks on Pjanic and Sharawi.
Yeah.
And then he goes, oh, yeah, he's an actor now.
Wow.
Yeah, it's,
so basically
it's
saying
frosty,
he's not...
He's washed.
He's washed. So all he does is...
What the
fuck is that? Wow.
But shout out to Al Sharawi. I mean, he's come back.
He's scoring.
I don't know if you saw there 2 weeks ago. He scored like a 30-yard stunner.
Like Thunder Bastard.
Yeah, no,
Thunder
Bastard. Injecting mummy blood into him. Yeah, you know?
The Pharaoh.
You know, the Pharaoh.
Okay, then Wolfsburg 1, KAA Ghent.
Watch that either, but all I know is Julian
Draxler
is a god.
Draxler needs to make the step up to the next level of...
Problem is,
come
who can
to,
afford
come to
him.
The Premiership.
Wenger should have
if,
signed
who can
him.
Afford
if
him.
Gianni Imbula
when
can sign for
€35 million.
No, but where would he have played? Would he play for you guys?
Where would he not have played?
Hey!
Would he have played on that left?
Joel Campbell is getting games, bro.
Oh, yeah,
like,
true.
My guy.
No, but guys, no, that's unfair.
Sanchez,
no, but he's playing well.
Sanchez, Giroud, and
he's good, but compared to...
No, but come on, man. Don't diss Campbell. Don't do it.
Anyway, let us move on to our theme of the week, and we're going to respond.
Doping!
Our theme of the week is about doping.
Guys, what's your favorite doping flavor?
Mint caramel.
Mint caramel, HGH.
Don't mind that.
Mint caramel.
Or apparently, so I've been reading up on this doping stuff. So EPO was first used in cancer treatments.
Yeah.
It was used like as a way of helping to manufacture red blood cells.
Yeah.
So then, as a side effect, you discover that it actually helps you to recover and grow quicker.
Yeah.
So they were like, why don't we use it for
athletes? Yeah. So this is the same thing that's happened with this Maria Sharapova thing, this drug. And, okay, for those who don't know, who've been living under a rock for the past few days.
Meldonium.
Here on The Football Show, we are staunch advocates for the legalization or legalizing of doping.
Of doping.
On Monday, the 7th of March 2016, Maria Sharapova announced that she had failed a drugs test for a quarterfinal match.
Failure!
Serena Williams. You see, it's failure. I failed.
Failure.
You see, white people never admit to when they are wrong. I failed.
I failed.
It's like that guy who was a victim of PhD fraud.
Yes, I saw that.
He's a victim of PhD fraud.
But if a black guy does it, he went and boarded that, like,
yeah.
I was like,
wait.
If his name was Sizwe Ngwasana.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He boarded
the Standard Bank CEO.
CEO.
FNB CEO involved in PhD fraud.
Man was defrauded.
He was defrauded. Like,
by probably some Africans from West Africa.
Probably some Nigerian scammers.
Yeah, I mean, it happens to everyone, guys.
Anyway, so it's been funny to look at how white media, or rather the media in general,
has mobilized
around Sharapova initially.
White media and media, you're being tautologists. Tautologists!
Shout out to the ubiquitous. Anyway, so I just looked at how, you know, initially she had failed a drug test. Now she's a disgraced superstar.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I mean, the story does not make sense.
Yeah, but
it makes
no sense. I'm so happy Jennifer Capriati spoke.
Oh yeah. Jeez, she laid down some fire.
She was not about the bullshit. And you should have seen
Serena's about the bullshit. She's trying to get paid.
Ah, dude, do you blame her? Eh? Are we not on Cliff Central? Eh? Serena can sell out. They also sell out. What? Please, don't tell me about selling out.
You gotta make that. You gotta eat, man.
Oh my god. Are we not on?
Get it how you live.
So this Sharapova claims that what? She got an email. It went straight to spam.
Megan says she's now called Shara Dopa. Thank you. That is a
Shara
fire.
Dopa, yes.
Fire.
Well done.
Thank you, Megan.
Shara Dopa needs to burn.
Shara Dopa needs to burn. Yo.
We're not advocating violence, though.
Direct Jesus.
But guys, it's sad. She was doping and still lost.
18 times. In a row.
19 times.
Including the Australian. Yeah.
So like, she played her 21 times, lost 19 times.
How bad would it have been if she wasn't doping?
And dog, don't you remember they had that beef over the boyfriend? And she was calling out Serena saying she's a homewrecker.
So even with all the doping, your box couldn't
Your box is not fire.
It's not
the
fire.
The devil. Maybe it dried out her box. Maybe it was like...
Or maybe her box was like a surf.
It dried out.
Just like a savannah desert.
That's rather sexist.
But sorry.
Okay.
It happens. Dry boxes happen.
Anyway, so this meldonium thing, apparently so it's used in people with congenital heart issues and all that kind of stuff, and it helps you.
But wait for it.
Wait for it. The treatment is only supposed to be for 4 to 6 weeks.
Not 10 years.
Plot
twist. And Night Shyamalan in the building.
What is she? She's Russian, right? Is she Russian?
Yeah, but she grew up in America since she was seven.
But also, doesn't it just it's something just convenient that all
the Russians
have all been found to be doping,
especially with meldonium.
We look at that Vitaly Muchko, the Russian sports minister, who was directly accused of complicit in the conveyor belt of drugs, and the man he was found to be. The one at the head of this massive
scandal. I don't know if I'm
scandal.
Stereotyping, but it seems like communist countries have a very different relationship with doping.
With doping, yeah, I think so.
You know, look at East Germany. East Germany was the first country to have like a proper state-sponsored steroid program.
Yeah.
To the point where they would introduce Olga Himmerich from
who had
East Germany.
Hair on her chest.
But she would have like hairy nipples, a fucking goatee, a fade like Joao's. You know?
Like Joao's.
So... And China also, with all the swimmers, remember, 50 swimmers were caught doping, and now Russia. So it seems.
And
like
they even used to change entire soccer teams.
Yep.
And that's not a lie.
So with her taking this for 10 years.
10 years.
What do we say? Do we is she just a victim of circumstance?
No.
Or
there's,
B,
there is no way she is worth $145 million.
She's worth $145 million. Me,
we have teams.
Me, and that also, I'm worth not even 0.01% of that. My doctor still knows what is what.
What? Just go on the Discovery app.
She has that much money and she couldn't
click on the link.
Click on a link.
Or pay someone to think of a better lie.
No, but like, she doesn't have a voice-activated computer. What?
She has a team of doctors that run around.
No,
her,
but
basically.
That just goes to show you that there's like a culpability issue here. Yeah. She's just saying, mea culpa. Just stand up and say, it's my fault, I did it.
No, but guys, if you watch that press conference, my God, she was shedding all the Becky tears.
Yeah,
you know those tears that have driven
Crocodile
nations to
tears.
War?
Yeah.
Black men have been lynched because of those tears. I saw a tweet that made me scream. This guy was like, guys, if you're ever fucking a white girl and she starts crying, just say your prayers because you're doing 25 to life.
Patrice O'Neill had a joke about that where he goes like, a white girl will like go in the morning, can you make me breakfast? And if you go like, nah, bitch, I don't want to make you breakfast. You'll go like, why did you do that?
Whoa.
And then you start going,
crying.
What did I do? Then you start making a breakfast.
Wow.
And it's already a court case.
It's already a court case.
It's a great joke, by the way.
Anyway, apparently she's been on this treatment for 10 years. And then we've spoken about Vitaly Mutko. Then Zdenek Zeman claims he could have been coached Inter Milan or Real Madrid were it not for his comments on
doping.
This is factual. Doping,
yeah. This is very factual. Because that 1997 or was it 96 Juventus team?
Mm-hmm.
My God.
Yeah, he said his side didn't have any doping.
Nedved. Was Thuram there as well?
Yeah.
Nedved was there.
Okay,
Nedved had just signed from Parma as well.
Nedved's calves were the size of thighs, guys.
guys.
Doping.
Doping.
Their shirts were not tight. But they look tight.
Yeah,
back in the day.
There were big shirts back in the day.
This is Italy.
Remember how
this
big Ibrahimovic was?
Was, yeah. Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, even Zidane before the final. Apparently, like, they didn't even need halftime oranges. They were just raring.
Halftime oranges.
They didn't need shit. They just needed halftime steroids and they were good.
All right.
And another thing. Look at this. Zdenek Zeman. He says this doping has been rife throughout Serie A, but don't be surprised when Berlusconi...
But guys, I think at the very top level, I think everybody's on something.
Everyone knows. It's a public secret.
I think that's why we need to legalize it.
So yeah. What's the solution with doping?
We need to have a central dispensary for doping. Every club goes in there once a week. You make your orders. You have your team doctors who say, okay, for Memphis to dribble 5 guys a game, he needs a special cocktail of EPO, HGH or some Meldonium. You go there with your men.
Meldonium 2.0.
And then you have a waiter. Exactly. You have a waiter there who comes with your tray. Mm.
Yeah.
You know, you tip him if he goes good service, you know?
Yeah.
Okay, let's legalize doping.
What next? The Olympics are coming up in Rio.
The Olympics are coming up now.
And
there's
all this controversy.
Guys, are we going?
What happens?
Are we going?
I just hope.
I can't afford
I can't afford it.
What do you mean, Theo? Please don't try and be a man of the people.
Theo can sponsor
all of us.
Yeah, maybe to Durban.
But that's even then. I can't even sponsor you niggas to Bramfontein.
I can't sponsor you to Lion Park here. I can't take it to Lion Park.
maybe to Durban.
Anyway, let's move on to the laundromat. We're running out of time, so we need to do things fast.
No, we're locking ourselves in the studio, man.
A debate about who's better between CR7 and Messi turned fatal in India over the weekend. A 21-year-old Nigerian man allegedly killed his friend on Sunday night. In Nalasopara, Palagaha district.
Understandable.
Michael Chukwuma. Yeah.
Used
a shard of glass to attack his friend Obinna. Durumchukwu. Who was celebrating his birthday. Shame. Following an argument with the better players.
That's understandable because I've wanted to stab people before.
I've had worse birthday parties.
Yeah. Couldn't handle the truth.
And then PSG's official Twitter account referred to Chelsea striker Diego Costa as a fraud.
Swag.
Yeah, he kind of is. Firstly, he's an age cheat.
Firstly,
Chelsea fans are racist. So.
Maurizio Zamperini, who is Palermo's. Is it Palermo or Palermo?
I think it's Palermo. Yeah. It's one L.
It's one L, yeah. So Palermo, Maurizio Zamperini
you see,
has sacked
here at
coach
the football show, we teach you how to pronounce the finer things in life.
Moets.
It's pronounced swiping the black cards
through the anus of a stripper in a can.
Okay, no, you can't swipe it through her anus. You will cut her. You have to cut it through the butt.
Thanks for that biological.
Oh, yes, because that's deep inside.
Safety first.
So anyway, he has, Maurizio Zamperini has sacked Giuseppe Lacchini for the third time this season. It must be some record.
Yeah.
And then Gareth Bale has started cutting his holes into his socks.
You must cut that fucking ponytail.
It's a man bun.
It was overly grown now.
No, he must cut that fucking ponytail.
He's becoming too much of a hipster in Madrid.
Yeah, no, too much.
I think the HGH is too much.
No, that's another guy doping. Have you seen how his jaw is expanding?
Just see, like,
he's
how
a guy
much
with calves as well,
dude. Even his stride is just
and the intensity of his sprints do not waver. Over 90 minutes. I can't even run for 10 minutes on the treadmill. This guy is sprinting in the 90th minute.
All right, next one. Ex-Man United keeper Edward van der Sar to come out of retirement at the grand old age of 45.
He'll be the best keeper in the world.
And then Leicester City fans registered on the Richter scale during their celebration of the last
Joao and
last
I
winner
actually spent
Watford.
About an hour discussing
maybe 2 hours.
2 hours discussing why Edward van der Sar is the best keeper of all time.
We're talking about how underrated he is. He didn't believe it, and I turned him around.
Do you remember he signed from Juventus?
Yeah, just
to
look
Fulham.
At his career and also look at the ability.
And then
everything
went from,
he had, dude.
At 40 years of age, he was still playing in a championship
underrated.
Winning
still underrated.
Man United
underrated.
Side.
All right, guys, let us move to the next one.
Correct question is just sour because their greatest keeper of all time is David Seaman.
Yes, Lehmann! Lehmann!
Are you mad?
Mad Jens! No. He wasn't the greatest keeper.
Exactly.
But I just liked his charisma.
What most entertaining?
Yeah, most entertaining.
Most unreliable.
Did Seaman have a drug problem?
Seaman.
Yeah,
most erratic.
Seaman. I mean, with a name like Seaman, where are you going to go?
He didn't have a drug problem.
Guys.
El Gero Elia to spend the night in jail.
He's still alive?
He allegedly knocked someone unconscious in a parking lot after being involved in a fight with at least 2 other people.
Yeah.
What a
pro evil.
Conor McGregor lost to Nate Diaz and Justin Bieber.
That was coming. He gained too much weight too fast.
And also he went out what, 2 weight classes.
But he's going down to his weight class to defend.
And he will beat everyone again.
Yeah.
But I mean, I liked how he was just so humble. He's like, you know what?
But shout out to him for stepping up though.
Yeah.
And he did it in short time, yeah. Short amount of time.
And you know why I like Conor McGregor? Yeah. Swag levels.
The swag level. Have you seen
my
the show?
Swag levels. You've watched
the
show.
I watched the show.
Did you see the press conference before? And he was talking. He's like, "Listen, shut up. You're broke.
You're broke.
Shut up.
You're broke.
You're broke. Shut up.
Did you see the his Instagram where he was like, "I'm so confused." And then it's like a Bentley on one side and a Rolls on the other.
Oh.
It's like, oh my God.
But I mean, for a guy who used to catch these lawyers, these gognettes to work every day.
But my guy, he can do Bentley that because the swag is okay. He backs it up though.
Based on Theo's extensive experience, what would you say, Bentley or the Rolls?
Yeah, which one?
I'd take the Wraith.
The Wraith.
Okay, no. Margaret Byron has announced her resignation as Sunderland chief executive with immediate effect after her role in the Adam Johnson criminal case.
She knew about it.
Disgusting.
And she did nothing.
Yes.
Yeah, guys, that has been our show today.
We've been evicted.
It's been the football show. We're being evicted by Duncan and his Uzi shirts.
To make space for white people.
This is exactly what happened in District 6 in Cape Town. This is Sophia Town all over again. This is what happened, people. Anyway,
Rainbow Nation myth.
we are off. It's been a pleasure to have you guys listening to us. Thank you for coming through.
Thank you so much.
And it's been a
full strippers.
Be kind to strippers. All boobs matter. And may the swag be with you.
This is CliffCentral.com.